listening to the world-famous Bill Henry Show.
I am pro-life, and I'll answer the next question.
He releases this information to a third party.
I've been asked about this a couple times. I think this is a rightly a matter for New York City.
And Hootie is worse than Buck.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go anywhere to find it, even through the looking glass, through the membrane that separates the dimensions, one from the other. Woo! All right, anyway, our number 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell joins us. We may have his brother Eric Bozell on the line as well to talk about this. This is an annual thing. The reality of kids being left in cars, hot cars. And when I say hot cars, I mean cars that have been heated by the sun. It was 98 degrees out in the Inland Empire of California not too long ago, about 3 weeks ago. And Mr. Bozell and his wife were both cited misdemeanor child endangerment when their niece, Stephen's niece, Steve and April, I think is his wife's name, was left in the car while they were inside a store doing some shopping. So we're going to talk with them in just a moment. And the same thing happened back in Minneapolis. In fact, the parents of a newborn baby were charged last week with two gross misdemeanors after the child was found crying, strapped in their car in sweltering heat as they shopped at a Minneapolis pharmacy. They were charged with child neglect and child endangerment. And they're both of Minneapolis. The temperatures climbed toward the 90s last Tuesday afternoon. A passerby heard the six-week-old baby crying. And so it goes. Similar situation here with the two-year-old niece of Mr. Bozell. We're going to get him on the line here from Corona, California. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. When we finally take some phone calls, sir, thanks for joining us. And how is your niece?
My niece is fine. She's doing fine. We don't believe that she was ever in any real danger. And the story that you brought up, Mr. Henry, was a story from Minneapolis that had to do with a family that was they were Hispanic migrant workers who, you know, are not familiar with the law in the United States.
Well, all right, but you are, sir.
Yes, sir, I am.
And you were at the store. Where was this?
Well, it was actually on a frontage road off of Interstate 10. We were turning onto Airport Drive, and we were coming back toward Corona from Ontario, California.
And what were you doing?
Well, we stopped at a store to get a couple boxes of strawberries, the strawberry season. My wife wanted to get some of the strawberries because they're in season. And we went in and got the strawberries. And when we came out, we had a LA County Sheriff and Ontario Police. And they were basically telling me that I left my niece in the car and this and that, you know, and I told them that we had just inside and then they explained to me what the situation was, that it was hot outside and that the inside of the car, the windows was rolled up, and that's when I explained that she was not in any danger. I would not be in any, I'm not a baby or anything, but I would not be in any danger were I, even if I was not a baby and I was in the car. And my attorney had been on the line, talked to the district attorney or the assistant district attorney about it.
Wait, hold on. This is a ticket you got, right?
Yeah, yes, sir, it is, but I don't care if it's a ticket. I have been, my wife and I both have been the subject of, and the object of commentary and ridicule on local television. And we have been portrayed as a bad parents.
All right, let me ask you, this is your niece, your brother's daughter?
Yes, sir.
And why did you have the baby with you?
We had the baby with us because my brother had taken my two children. He and his wife had taken my two children to Disneyland that day, and they did not want to take the infant, Rosalie, with them. So we said, well, we'll have Rosalie with us, and you take April and Steve with you. And so they went down to Disneyland.
Okay, so they just wanted to be with their niece and nephew, and you guys had your niece.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so your wife and you and the baby, and you are getting off the freeway, coming home, and you stop at a store where they're selling. It's one of those roadside fruit stands, right?
Yes, sir. They have a lot of them around here, and especially out here in near San Bernardino County, where there's a lot of farms and everything, and you can buy, walnuts or watermelon or something. And we went in and got two boxes of these strawberries. When I came out, there was a San Bernardino sheriff, and I said, "Can I help you?" And they had Slim Jim my car open, and I said, what did you do?" And he said, "We had to Slim Jim the car open to get this baby out." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because of the heat." He said, "It's over 100. He said, he told me it was over 100 degrees inside the car." And I said to him, "I understand, but now you're saying in front of all these people that I'm like one of those people you see on TV whose kid just died because of the heat, and I'm not one of those people." Because I had read the story you're talking about, Mr. Henry, about the, you know, those Mexicans. And so I said, "What do you intend on doing?" And he said, I'm going to cite you for child endangerment. And now it is a misdemeanor. And
all right, that's what I was going to ask you. It's a misdemeanor, and you gave it to your lawyer, and your lawyer's talking to an assistant DA in Los Angeles. Why?
Because I'm going to have this ticket taken off my record. We do not deserve it. I did not endanger any child. I talked to my brother about it. I talked to my sister-in-law about it. And they don't get it either. They're totally fine with what happened. And
your brother and your sister-in-law were fine with the baby in a car over 100 degrees. How long were you in the store?
It couldn't have been more than 20 or 25 minutes because it's a roadside stand, but it was very crowded that day because, it was a very nice day. It's summertime, and people want to get the strawberries that are on. When they come into season, they got a big one. They have a big, not a big one, but they've got big strawberries. And that's when I had said to my wife, "You want to get some?"
Yeah. All right, well, let me ask you this before you go any further. You say you talked to the police officer. You were stunned. You couldn't believe the cop was there. You couldn't believe that they were accusing you of this. What did you tell the officer?
Well, I told the officer that, first of all, that I, my wife, my brother, everyone in my family, even my in-laws, we all come from native blood. We have native blood. What that means is... Cherokee on my side, my wife's side, Cherokee and Chippewa and Iroquois Nation, and we have Indian in us, and so that means we can take the heat way better. And I said, if that's what you're talking
about... Wait, did you tell the cop that it's because you're part Indian?
Well, Mr. Henry, yes, I am part Indian. I'm hoping you don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with that at all, but you told the officer you're part Indian, and therefore your niece is part Indian?
I didn't say I'm part Indian, and therefore she's part Indian. I said to the officer, I said, my niece, first of all, we're Indians, or I'm not an Indian. I mean, to look at me, you'd think I was, Swedish, because I've got blonde hair. But you can't let that fool you. I am an Indian. And
you have blonde hair, though, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, that happens. It's a recessive gene. But I said, her, me, him, we're all Indian, and my nieces, and we are able to withstand the heat. I said, if that's the problem you're having, take a look at this child. She's doing fine. He said, I don't think so. She looks like she could have been overheating. I said, why? He said, her face is red. I said, of course her face is red. It's hot today. And even if I'd had a window open, her face is going to be red because then with the window open, the sun gets in. And now you're talking sunburn, but he wouldn't hear it and gave me a ticket. There's people standing there. My wife saw and I saw and I took note of two other people that gave me a look which was of actual disgust, if not just pure hatred. And I could see it in their faces. Ever since that day, we've been the subject of two articles in a local paper. We've been used as an example of people that don't know how to take care of children. And I have not been able to go to work for the last 2 weeks because I'm emotionally I don't want to be seen because of what I've been through.
And well, I don't understand. Emotionally, you don't want to be seen. Why?
I don't want to be subjected to no more emotionalism and ridicule, so I can't even go outside of the house.
How is your wife taking it?
My wife is, she's a woman, so she's going to be doing worse than me. She has been able to go outside the house, but only because she had to pick, you know, our daughter up from, my daughter attends a camp counselor, and but she can't drive yet, so we've been humiliated, and we are asking before something serious happens that the L.A. District Attorney dismiss this charge, expunge it from my record, and put out a statement to the media that we're Indians or that they did not know of the part Indian that we are and that...
Mr. Bozell, I don't want to interrupt you, sir, but you, it sounds to me like you are, and I'm probably right here, and I'm sure you would agree with me, it sounds to me like you are putting your entire defense on the fact that you are a part Native American. Is that right?
I'm not putting my entire defense, as you call it, Mr. Allen. What I'm doing is I'm saying to the people of L.A. County D.A., you know, my niece was never in any trouble. My niece was never in any trouble, even though the car was over 100 degrees, however they said. And if they say, how do you know? I say, well, for a number of reasons, I love my niece. I would rather die than have anything happen to that little baby. And that's the truth. And then the other thing is that, yeah, but she's also a part Indian.
And all right. Well, you've given an excuse, or not an excuse, you've given reasons that I'm sure, well, plenty of parents have given. I love her more than anything. I would never let anything happen to her. But the fact is, this officer had to do what he had to do. You understand that, right?
He had to do what he had to do, but the minute he heard me explain to him, she's okay on account of the fact that there's Indian and Hispanic, too. A lot of Indians, you probably don't know, that a lot of them are also Mesquite Indian, could be Mexicans, and they are better in hot weather. And so I said, you can't just say the kid's going to die because the kid may have, you know, Hispanic or Mexican in it, so it lives longer or can take the heat.
And you're saying this to this police officer. I can well imagine the police officer just looking incredulously at you and probably not really buying it, man. You know.
Well, somebody better start buying it because. What do you mean not buying it?
I mean, it's his job. He's got to give you the ticket.
No, I know he's got to give me the ticket. But I'm saying now to the DA in LA County, get rid of the ticket because I've been humiliated. And people didn't have their facts straight. That's all I'm saying.
So that you never should have gotten this ticket?
No, sir, never. Never.
Because you explained that your niece has Native American blood.
That is correct.
And can take the heat better.
Yes, sir.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Mr. Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California. And he's saying basically that he should never have been charged with child endangerment because his niece, who had been left in a car while he and his wife went shopping, the niece is in the car, it's over 100 degrees inside the car, and he's saying that the child was never at risk because his family has Native American blood. All right, so we've got this time of the year where kids are being left in automobiles. Here's one man who feels he's been humiliated and wrongfully charged. Even though the child was in the car for 20 minutes with the windows rolled up and it was 98 degrees outside. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with your phone calls and Mr. Stephen Bozell next on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What I said, you messed it all up. That's not what I said. Butchered it.
Phil Hendry.
We're here with Mr. Stephen Bozell. And Mr. Bozell, I want to ask you, because my engineer has asked me if you could speak into your phone a little loudly.
Yes, sir.
Maybe not that loud, but we're having a little problem hearing you.
I'll try to get into another room.
Well, you don't have to go into another room, sir. I think it's just a matter of just talking into the phone.
Yes, sir. My wife did.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Are you there?
You cut out a little bit. I moved around. I better sit down. I'm on a cordless phone.
Okay, that might have been the problem. Sir, we've got a lot of people who want to talk to you, and I certainly do not in any way, shape, or form would I say that you're a bad father, a bad parent, and I know you love your niece very much. You say that your brother and your brother's wife was okay.
Yeah, they were fine with it. I said to them what I said to the cop. I said, you know that we're Indian, or we have Indian, and they went, yeah, my brother had not even... My brother, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's all right.
My brother had not thought about it. He said, yes. And I said, well, the police officer, he cited me for misdemeanor child endangerment. And my brother was looking at me like, you know, what happened? And I said that April and I went into the store, and we got a couple of the big boxes of strawberries. And it was about 20 minutes because it was very crowded in there. And we came out, and I saw a San Bernardino sheriff right next to the car, and he told me that it was child endangerment. And I showed my brother the ticket, and I said, that's a serious fine, and I'm going to need for you to, you know, man up a little bit here. And so he understood.
Yeah. Are you saying your brother's going to split the cost of the ticket?
Oh, yeah. He understands that if it hadn't been for him, you know, going off with my... They got to have all the, you know, he took my nephew and my niece to go down to Disneyland, and I didn't get to go. And not that I wanted to go or anything, but I mean, I would like to have gone, but we didn't, and we kept this, you know, his kid. So I said, I need for you to step up to the plate, and that's what he did.
Your brother is going to help you pay for this ticket if...
If the DA doesn't take it off. I mean, we're demanding the DA take it off, you know, but if not, I can't carry the load of this.
How much is the ticket?
It's pretty expensive. I don't know if April... Yeah. She doesn't have it. I know it's pretty expensive. It was like over $1,000.
All right, 877-876-PHIL with Mr. Stephen Bozell, who was cited for misdemeanor child endangerment, leaving his niece in the car while he went in shopping, and he says that it was not a problem at all, that the police overreacted. Sue in Akron, Ohio, listening on WHLO. Go ahead, Sue, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, ma'am.
This guy needs a checkup from the neck up, I'll tell you that. No baby ever should be left alone in a car. Why couldn't his wife stayed in the car with the baby? And he should have gotten arrested and taken away. How dare he? I'm part Indian, too, and I can't take the heat. He's despicable. His wife is despicable, and he should be shamed. And he should be sitting in his house ashamed. He's disgusting.
I don't know whether you're Indian or not, ma'am. I can tell you that we're Chickamy or Chickwa. And
no, I'm Cherokee.
I'm Cherokee too.
Yeah, okay, well, so, you don't use that as an excuse to leave a baby welfare in a car.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying, first of all, ma'am, the car door was locked. First of all, the car door was locked, okay? So there ain't nobody going to come and take my baby. Number two.
Yeah, that makes the baby bake in the heat, okay? You're sick. Your brother's sick for taking your side.
Because we locked the car? Because the doors was closed, or because we locked it?
You should have left your wife in the car with the baby, okay? You're wrong.
My wife is not part Indian.
It doesn't matter what your nationality is. You're wrong. And I hope you get further charges against you. You're bad. You're bad. And stay in your house and be ashamed because you're a sick person. Goodbye.
I think you're wrong as a Native American to be speaking to another one like that.
Do you identify as a Native American?
Sir, after what that woman put me through right now, you're asking me about what?
You don't identify as a Native American, do you?
For the purposes of that San Bernardino cop, you know what? Let me say this. For the purposes of that San Bernardino cop, I'm Geronimo, because my daughter, my niece, I love very much. And when I said to him that baby can take the heat because of her heritage, I wasn't making up a story. And that lady there asked why was my wife not left in the car, because my wife is not part Native American. My wife is Norwegian by ancestry. And she has the blonde hair like I do, except she really is a Norwegian. And my wife would have died My wife would have died sooner than that baby. That's one of the reasons why my wife didn't go stay. I didn't keep it in the car. I took it with me.
All right, 877-877-876, Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. When a baby's left in the car, there are differences. There's misdemeanor child endangerment. That's what Mr. Bozell has been charged with. He said he shouldn't even be charged with that. The baby's a native
Phil,
native blood child. 877-876 Phil. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry.
And we're back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You can get a live streaming video of the show right now. You can listen to live streaming audio. You can get all of the downloads available through our website, through iTunes, through Bookmark, and I'm sure a lot of other places. So you can download today's show. And also, we've got another classic clip up in iTunes for download. 877-876-PHIL with Mr. Stephen Bozell. And we are talking about this child endangerment misdemeanor, a citation that you got, Mr. Bozell, 2 weeks ago there in Ontario. Your niece, 2 years of age, left in the car over 100 degrees. Now, I know that you feel you've been wronged by the police. Okay?
Well, yes, sir. And let me...
Well, hold on. I know that you feel you've been wronged by the police, and I know that you feel that that the baby was not in that much danger. But do you see the police officer's side to this? He can't not do nothing. He cannot just stand there and do nothing. He has to do something.
By all means, but when I explained to him, and I even went one better with the police officer. It was a San Bernardino. There was an L.A. County sheriff there, and there was an Ontario cop there. And I looked at this cop and I said to the cop, I said, I'm nervous. I forgot what it was. Oh, I said to him, you can rehydrate the baby. You can put water in it, and it'll get. And I'm sure it'll be fine. But how do you rehydrate my reputation? You can't just put water into it and it'll be okay like a baby is okay if you put water in a baby. How my reputation? And just like a cop, you know, he's staring at me with his mouth open. You know.
Well, I probably would too. I'm not sure I know what it is you're saying.
What I'm saying is the baby is fine. The baby is okay. There's nothing wrong with a baby now. But my reputation... I can't go outside my house for fear that somebody down at the store is going to say, I saw you on the news. Aren't you that guy that tried to murder a baby? I didn't try to murder anything.
No, but nobody's saying that. What we're trying to say here is this is a dangerous time of year to carry children and animals around in a car, and it's hot, and we have to all be mindful of that. And you were reminded of that by this police officer, but you keep saying the baby was never in any danger.
Mr. Henry, the child was never in any danger because of the Native Americanism.
I know you're talking about your Native American blood, and I don't even know that there's any basis in reality in that to say I'm an Indian, so therefore I don't feel the heat as much. Let's go to Wanda. Wanda, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Mr. Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I have a question for him. What would he do, or what would he have done if the child had died? Because recently on the news, a child wandered away from her mother, went to the car, was in the car for like 30 minutes, and the child died. The mother was not really prosecuted. She was looking for her child, but the child wandered away. She wasn't left in a car. And I think he should just shut up and pay the $1,000 and be thankful that the kid didn't die. He's going to have to pay burial expenses. He's going to have to go to prison for the rest of his life.
The story you just told, I couldn't follow it. Some kid wandered away and then died. I don't understand that.
I'm not sure what state or wherever they were at, but I know that.
Breaking up there, Wanda. Go ahead.
If I came out to the car and the child was dead, I'd ask the police to investigate who did it.
Well, what do you mean, who did it? What about the heat?
I'm telling you right now, the heat was not going to kill that child. No way, no way, no way. And the police officer, who, you know, some Barney Fife, you know, guy, trying.
Oh, don't do with the Barney Fife.
Well, this guy thought he had, you know, he had John Dillinger, you know. And I said, you know, what's the problem? He goes, this baby's in the car, and it's 100 degrees. I said, yes, I understand, but it's an Indian. And I thought from that point on, he would be okay with it. And
you said it's an Indian?
I said, yeah. I said, it's got Indian in it. And that's when I thought he'd be okay. And he said, that, no way, friend. That doesn't get me on my knees. And that's when he wrote me the ticket.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Ruth in Boston. Go ahead, Ruth. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just wanted to make a comment, if I may. Actually, it's a couple of comments. I've heard enough of this guy. This guy lacks the good common sense that God gave him. He is irresponsible.
You heard the part about the Indian.
Sir, I've right. heard a lot of excuses about you being Indian. I don't buy it. I want to tell you something. You can look this up on the Internet if you want, because it's all over the Internet. You look up sometime. Do a Google search about putting a hot child in a child in a hot car. And it says right here.
Did you put in the Google about if it's an Indian?
Let me finish,
you didn't do
sir.
That.
I've been listening to your garbage all night, and I'm going to say my piece now. And I just want to let you know, it says right here that babies have an respiratory system. They don't have the ability to repel heat, and their organs shut down fast. To leave a baby in a hot car is a recipe for disaster. It says here, a vehicle will rise an average, and temperature will rise an average of 19 degrees in an enclosed car in 10 minutes, in the first 10 minutes. And it said, when the air temperature is only 70 degrees outside, the inside of a car is 120 degrees. Sir, what you were doing is cooking your baby. I don't care if it's Indian or not.
Wikipedia, you got it off of Wikipedia,
and
it's not true.
And I just want to tell you, listen. Wait. You need to be put behind bars.
Everybody knows that Wikipedia is lies.
All right, hold on. Yeah, I believe that Ruth is saying some things here that are very valuable, Mr. Bozell. And
well, it'd be valuable if that's what I did.
Hold on for a minute. Babies are, you know, they're not grown-ups. They're babies, and they're not fully developed, and they're not like human beings that are fully developed, and they don't know what's going on with them, and they can't get out of the car, and they can't go get water. You know, and you saying that infant has Native American blood, well, that may well be, but it's still an infant. Maybe an adult Native American would be able to withstand the heat better than, say, an Anglo or European American. I don't know. But an infant is an infant.
You don't think an Indian baby's stronger?
Stronger than what? Stronger than another infant? They're still children. And that's the point that we're trying to... I didn't mean to interrupt Ruth, but that's the point we're trying to make here. That they're still children... And they still need to be taken care of that way.
Okay, but you haven't addressed... Is that lady still there?
She hung up.
Oh, man. Boy, that takes guts. She hung up, so she spent 15 minutes bending me over a chair in the cafeteria. And
excuse me? She didn't spend 15 minutes?
It felt like it. It felt like 15 minutes to be biting a towel. I want to just say this. That if people
biting a towel.
If you're not there and you don't know what's going on, then you shouldn't talk about what was there. I knew that my niece was fine, and I told the police officer. And the police officer said, "Well, she's all hot and red and everything." I said, "Okay, get her some water." Now I'll say again what I said at the very beginning. I know that my niece could get water. I know that my niece could get hydrated with the water, and you could get fruit juice and whatever, you know, those Cool Pops or however they want to do it. But who, you know, who gives a Cool Pop to my reputation? You know, if you want to put it in a silly way, who gives my reputation a Cool Pop? Who gives my reputation Kool-Aid? You know, and my reputation, just what you heard, that lady took me like I was some yard bitch.
Would you watch your language, sir? And I understand what you're saying, that your humiliation is so profound that you won't be able to go to work and so on and so forth. And that everyone's making a big deal out of this kid, and we should be making a big deal out of you. But I think that you're the adult, the infant is the infant, and that is where the twain doesn't meet. Here is Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, man, I've been sitting here. I pulled off. I had to hear this. This is something I ain't never heard before in my life. You know, if you'd have been away from the car and somebody would have stole the car with the kid in the car, just because he's a Native American, is that going to protect the child from being kidnapped or killed? You know,
sir, the car is locked. The car was locked, sir. And,
well, I'm just saying, you
locked your car. Don't you lock your car?
If the police officer can get into with a Slim Jim, man, I mean, anybody can get into your car. I mean, give me a break, man.
That's true.
This is ridiculous, man.
No one's going to stop a police officer from using a Slim Jim.
You talk about a cold pop, I got a set of brass knuckles sitting in the freezer waiting, because that's the cold pop you need for leaving your child in that car while you went and got strawberries. You're talking about getting your record cleaned, expunged. You're more worried about your reputation than your own niece, you know. And God's
that's
looking
what
down
it
and
like,
staring
yeah.
at you. And
no,
you
sir.
Know what?
No, sir.
You'll pay, God
no, sir.
Is looking down at you and saying, God probably said, I made
no,
a mistake.
Sir, no,
I
sir.
Made a moron.
No. All I'm saying is, I knew my niece was going to be okay. Everything was fine
yeah.
about it. We went in. Let me ask you something, sir. You know, when the police officer came, my niece wasn't dead. My niece was alive.
Okay.
Well,
if the police officer hadn't come, how long was the cop there? Let me ask you this. How long was the cop there before you guys came out?
Mr. Hitt.
How long was the cop there? Seriously.
Probably about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. That means that the door got opened 10 minutes before you would have opened it. That police officer could very well have saved her life.
No, sir. If he had, then how come it was a misdemeanor?
I don't know. I don't know what the law dictates in that regard. I don't know why you got misdemeanor. He cited you. He gave you a ticket and let you go. Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's exactly it. And
California has crazy laws, but I'm going to say one thing. They got this one right when they wrote that citation, you know.
Yeah, okay. Except when I told the cop, you don't need to write the citation because of the. I guess you're going to laugh, but it happened. See, this man's laughing. And let me tell you something. I got
let me tell you
in
what,
this town.
I have heard. You know, I've been around the world. I've been in, you know, every country and you know and everything, and I've just never heard
okay.
such.
And you
know,
and you've never seen a kid in a car. You've never seen a kid left in
yeah,
a car.
In this country, Steve, we've had a lot of kids die from there. There may be kids in cars all over the world. In the United States, what we've done is we've decided to make it illegal. We hold the parents responsible. Children have died. Animals have died. We realize you can't do that, okay?
Well, look, I don't need to be lectured. I told the cop that my niece was an Indian.
Why did you call the Phil show? Because the Phil's, you know, I just don't understand.
Because I have had my reputation.
The butter man, you know, I mean.
Well, okay. I hope you never have a cop tell you something that's unjust, and you go out and try to find some friends, and everybody tells you to go pound.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It ain't going to be because I left my child in a car. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what you think. But you
well,
don't
my
know,
kids are grown. My kids are grown.
Are you married? Okay, you got grandkids? Are you married? If your wife ever says pull over and get some strawberries, you better hope they're in a kid in a car.
What does that mean?
You know what? Both of you guys can. I hope you both rot. I hope you both rot, come back to life, and rot again.
Well, he hung up. All right. Thank you, Philip. Or Frank, rather. Frank, thank you very much. I don't know whether can we get him back on?
No, he's dead. He's gone. He's all messed up. It's kind of like a Night of the Living Dead. No, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Okay, got it. Who are you talking about?
Your callers.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Officer who discovered this baby, Mr. Stephen Bozell, with us. His niece was discovered by a L.A. County sheriff who found the baby in the back of Mr. Bozell's car. This was his niece. It was 98 degrees out in the Inland Empire that day, and it meant that it was well over 100 degrees inside the car. And we have Stephen Bozell on the line with us here. Now, this was a police officer that had to find your niece.
I refuse to believe that. I think it was probably called in by someone who, you know, I should, you know, let me tell you, it was called in by someone who reads a lot of comic books and is watching all America's Most Wanted and think they had Ted Bundy or something. Because that's what I think that is. Once I said that I'm an Indian, that cop should have backed off. But instead he goes and he gives me this ticket. And now for the last 2 weeks, people are looking at me like I've got leprosy.
So you really, you haven't been able to go to work?
I can't walk out the front door with someone staring at me like I've, you know, like my nose is coming off my face or my fingers are...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call in Hagerstown, Pennsylvania. Listening on WEEO is Brenda. Brenda, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Yes, my question,
good morning,
like
good
I
morning.
Said, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. My question to the gentleman is, if there was two adults there, as he's indicated, why did they not either stay with one adult, stay with the child in the vehicle, or take the child with them into the store?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. And first of all, my wife would be the one that would stay with the baby, but she's Swede or Norwegian. That means that her, as a European American, she can't take the heat. Okay? And that would mean that I'd come out of that store with strawberries, and I'd have a niece that was doing fine and a dead wife. Because the niece doesn't know enough to open. You're not going to get a niece. You can't get a baby to open a car door. Obviously.
Well, I don't think
anyone's going to. Yeah.
Are you not familiar with
what does that mean?
What?
What is that supposed to mean, Steve?
What do you mean?
Your wife would be dead. Wouldn't she get out of the car?
I don't know if it comes over you so rapidly that you just die. So my wife is being, and the lady asked the question. I'm talking to the lady, Mr. Hendry. I've been called every name in the book. So anyway, ma'am, to answer your question, my wife is a Norwegian, or not, she was born in America, but she is Norwegian on account of that's where they came from. She would be dead. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, let me ask you this. How old is your wife, may I ask?
My wife's 35.
Okay, are you not familiar that children and elderly meaning above 55 years old, are more susceptible to the heat? I'm sorry that, I don't apologize for your wife being from a foreign country, or, I mean, we all are, basically, but I don't see where that's relevant to what's going on here.
My wife being from Norway, she's Norwegian because there's African American, there's African blood and Norwegian blood. So she's Norwegian. So yeah,
What do you mean Norwegian?
That's Norwegian and African. So she has some ability to withstand the heat because of the African part, but not enough like my niece does, who's probably got way more Indian in her than my wife's got Norwegian, has got more African. So my wife is going to die, and she'll die slow, and it'll be painful. Now,
I really don't understand that, sir. I mean, I have.
What are you talking about, Steve? I didn't mean to interrupt you, Brenda, but let me get to the point here. The lady just mentioned something. Babies are weaker than adults.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
but what about? All right, you don't want me to say it, but what about a Norwegian baby?
What do you mean a Norwegian baby?
I'm glad you think a dead child's funny.
You know what? This is the first time you've said anything about that child, Mr. Bozell. Your pity has been reserved for yourself throughout this entire...
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Throughout this entire conversation, your pity has been reserved for yourself. You haven't gotten enough understanding. You've got everybody in the neighborhood hates you. The cop got it wrong. You've got this ticket. You can't go to work.
Well, I'd like to ask the lady, is that how I'm coming off to you, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Okay, I sound like I'm all stuck up and I think that my you-know-what doesn't spell?
Well, I'm sorry, but yes, you sound like the sympathy is going towards you. I mean, I think you got off lightly if you just got a misdemeanor. I mean, children are dying every day. Animals and children every day with the extreme heat that we are having
in the
United States. And it don't take 15, 20 minutes for them to die.
Well, I give up. I tried to find someone to see my way on this.
Well, Mr. Bozell, nobody is, yeah.
I try to get someone to see my way on this.
Mr. Bozell, it isn't that people don't want to see anybody's way. It's that we have to use our sense. And when it comes to an infant, a two?
My niece is two.
Two what?
I don't know. 2 months or two. I don't know what it is.
2 years, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
I don't know. I don't know what a 2-month-old looks like compared to a two.
Well, a 2-month-old is going to be an infant carrying around in a papoose or something.
A papoose? So you're making fun of my Native Americans?
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call, Brenda. Good talking with you.
So does that mean that I'm too weird to talk to?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm too weird. Not too crazy, I'm too weird to talk to.
Yes, that's right. Too weird.
Because I said papoose.
Yeah, because you said papoose and then Norwegian.